Welcome to Be the Evidence podcast with Susan Grace and Aubrey Mast. We're so glad and grateful that you're here with us. I just want to take a little bit to go through some new announcements instead of having them at the end of the podcast. So Susan and I have launched a community-based platform called BeTheEvidence.live. In the community platform, we do daily text messages on astrology changes. There are tarot cards that get pulled daily. There's a card of the day. There's presence practices and guided meditations and recipes to help you feel the healthiest version of you that you can be. There are live calls that happen every week as well. As one of the live calls that we are doing right now, since we're walking into 2019, we have two calls that are going up about the energies that we're going to look at when we are moving through 2019, the retrogrades, the eclipses, how to best prepare ourselves through them. So the first live call took place last week, and there is a replay up for all members of BeTheEvidence.live. The second one will take place this week on the 28th. You're welcome to join us. We would love to see you there. There's also extended podcasts available for all of our members. After every podcast that we record, we go back in and we record another podcast that is specific to all 12 sun signs in the astrology and a tarot card for the energies that we've just spoken about. So it's really special that you get like more of an individualized approach to where you're at and navigating what's going on in the bigger world. We would love to see you in any of the places and all of the places. We are grateful for you listening in, for you sharing, for you subscribing, for you commenting, for you being a member. But most importantly, we're just grateful that you're showing up on the planet at this time and being your authentic self, because it makes it so much easier for the rest of us to do the same work. Thank you. Enjoy the podcast.
You can feel people trying real hard.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because people, a lot of people are off work.
Right.
School is out. At least people are together.
It's true. Finding, like, I spent the day yesterday just like house hopping from friends to friends to friends. And I was like, oh, this is good. Like, this feels really good to be with other people that are like-minded, that are filling up their cups too, but not necessarily like in this traditional way of like, let's give gifts, but more in the way of like, let's just sit and have tea with one another and like share space.
Yeah. Can you hear that outside? Somebody's got a leaf blower going on.
Nope.
Okay, good.
Nope.
So there's a whole lot of placements and transits in Capricorn right now. So South Node, Pluto and Saturn in the sun. And that's a lot of breakdown and dismantling of an old way, an old system, traditions, rules that don't really work for you anymore. Mm-hmm. It can make holidays feel weird. It can make holidays go, what are we even doing? Do we want to do this? Could we do it differently? Can we do it in a way that makes sense for us?
Right.
And the answer is yes. Like there can be a lot of anxiety and stress around the holidays for people. I don't know, maybe we start doing what we want to do instead of what we feel like we have to do.
Completely. My son's also gone right now. And so I've been like, or well, yours is back, whatever. I have been like, I'm not going to do the whole like out and about shopping thing. The other day I like got home and I was like, I went to the grocery store. I'm like, I'm going to do shopping all from like my local neighborhood. Right. So there's a record store that I walked up to. There was a little crystal shop that I went into, a little vintage store. And I was like, if I can't walk it, like, I'm not doing it. Like, I want to do things differently than like that consumeristic, let me drive around. And I want to be very intentional with sitting with people, because I think one, this past full moon in Cancer has had me super duper sensitive, where I'm like, all I can do is self-care. And if that means walking, then that's what I'm doing. If that means baking cookies for just me and myself, then that's what I'm doing. Like,
Yeah. That thing about supporting local, I mean, one is to not put yourself under a massive energy blowout.
Right.
By doing things like going to the mall or whatever. that thing about local is going to become important too, in the sense of supporting people who have small businesses. Mm-hmm. Because that's their livelihood.
Yep.
They're trying to make it in a corporate or a big corporate world.
Right.
And so when Uranus goes into Taurus in March, that's going to add to it even more. But part of the, one of the things that's happening in the collapse in Capricorn is we're taking back control over our own lives and how we're present in the world. And that includes supporting each other in our own individual ventures whenever it resonates with what we value.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that feels very important lately of like, okay, especially this piece about bartering keeps coming up for me too, of like sitting with people that have skill sets that I don't have, and then knowing that I also have skill sets that they don't have, and how important I think. It almost goes back to, I think, our live call that we did last week about the energies of 2019. And we were talking about moving more into a tribe-based community, more into a collective community, more into a community-oriented to help uplift and rise from that placement, right? And I think, like, this is why the bartering and the local and buying local and, like, rewriting how holiday is done is really striking me right now. Like, I want to help uplift my neighbors that have small businesses, just like I want them to help uplift me in having small business. Like, you know, like I want that equally. And then to feed into, it's just constantly comes back to this question of what do you believe in? Like, I believe in a community that's really empowered and that is conscious and is aware and is evolved and is doing things because they match the sustainability of, I don't know, keeping the earth alive longer. Like, you know, spreading love, actual joy.
Yeah, and I think, so we're talking about trading services at the moment, because right. we're not on a full barter system right. yet.
Right.
But it's building webs even past that. Like right. whenever we're trading with people where both people find the other person's services of equal value, then we go out into the world and start promoting them and saying, right. I just got an amazing reading from this person,
yep.
right? It supports the web in general.
Right.
And then even whenever bartering's not involved and money's involved and like you're buying someone's handmade soaps,
right.
you gotta know that they're like, oh, thank God, thank you.
Yep.
Thank you.
Completely.
Yeah. I mean, they put a lot of effort, a lot of resourcing, a lot of care, mm-hmm. a lot of devotion into what they're doing.
Yep.
You buy from them. Holy shit, it matters. You're keeping the lights on.
Absolutely. And I think there's like a level of presence there, right? Like I know when I make my goods, like I have to be so present with it because I know it's going to somebody. My hope is that it's going to somebody, right? Like that I'm going to be contributing to their life in some manner. And so there's like this equal piece of like, I need to give all of myself for it. And then when it's purchased, it's like, oh, thank you, because it's being received. Like mm-hmm. we keep going back to this conversation about like, how are you willing to receive yourself, but also receive others?
Man, when you buy stuff from people who hand make it and they give it to you and they deliver it to you with intention, you can right. tell.
Oh yeah, completely.
As soon as you open it, you can feel it. You can feel it just come out of the box.
Yep.
It's amazing. Absolutely. What people who make handmade stuff, I mean, that is gold. You can't get that at Target.
No.
You can't.
No. Not at all. No. It brings relief, I think, for a lot of other... My girlfriend had purchased a big basket for me, and she's like, I love this because I don't have to do a thing, and then it just gets delivered to my house full of love that, like, I couldn't buy anywhere else. Like, this is fantastic. I'm like, yeah, and I'm really grateful, too. This is good stuff.
So this is kind of a weird holiday for people who are observing, because there's so much seriousness going on in Capricorn, and we just got off that full moon, like you mentioned, that was super sensitive. I mean, I think there's a lot of sensitivity about how much we care, how much we want to be cared for, recognizing how much it's appreciated when we give out care to other people, when people are like, oh, thank you, you know? Yeah. But Mars is in on approach to Chiron and Pisces too, which is making our ego have to get like a serious like washing out of getting old residue off of us before it goes back into Aries, its own sign. But also in the middle of all that, the moon's clicking into Leo within an hour of our recording this. Mm-hmm. We get to relax and have fun too. Like try to laugh. Try to, if there are kids around you, try to play with the kids. Mm-hmm. Do something that brings you joy. There are lots of decisions to be made. There's new directions we're about to embark on. There's a whole lot to manifest. There's a lot of stress and taking on personal responsibility for how far you want to go. But for the next couple of days, come on.
Right.
I think we can have some fun too.
Yeah, and fill up our cups. I think it's like, hey. I went to the grocery store before we had our podcast, and I was like, you know, here's what I'm going to do tonight. I'm going to buy myself a bouquet. I'm going to roast chestnuts. I'm going to have goat cheese brie. I'm going to have cranberry sauce. Like, I'm just going to completely enjoy my evening with myself. And I'm like, bath, bubble bath. Yes, definitely. I'm like, you know, like we can love ourselves up and also have such fun in doing so, right? Like of being able to be in enjoyment. I think if 2018 has shown me anything, it's that self-care is no longer like this luxury that gets to be picked up and chosen whenever it feels good, that it has to be interwoven. As much as I don't think about breathing, I cannot equally think about taking care of myself and the infinite ways that it presents itself.
There's a reason for that.
Right.
I mean, when we are, no joke, I'm not exaggerating here, creating whole new worlds for ourselves, when we are insisting on taking another direction that is not congruent with what bigger power structures want us to do, the only way to meet that is cleaned out and fresh and able to look at things with new eyes so you can make new decisions based on your own thinking so that you feel like you've got something to give. Mm-hmm. I feel the same way lately whenever I've been doing things for myself. The thing that keeps popping up is pay very close attention to how you feel right now, mm-hmm. because we want this to be happening all the time.
Right.
I want to always feel like I'm fully here, that I'm present, that I'm in my body, that I'm giving myself things that make me feel great about being alive, yeah. at all times.
Yes.
Not just, you know, at the end of the week, I finally get to be nice to myself. No. Mm-hmm. I mean, like it's been, I get like conversations that go on in my head or that come from outside of me, something, I don't know, right. whatever. But it's like, no, you need to be doing this every morning, every night, breaks in between, every mm-hmm. single day. Be kind to yourself, be kind to yourself, be kind to yourself. If you've got to set it like an appointment, like yep. every morning, I don't start any work until I have like half an hour having tea, being still. Mm-hmm. That's it. That's how I'm going to greet my day. Not jumping out of bed and getting right to work. No.
Yeah. And I think it's also like being aware and being conscious enough to know like when you get triggered and you need to come back to that. Right. Like, so yesterday I decided I was going to go hiking and I felt real off about it. And I like, you know, I was like, this may not be a good decision, but I'm doing it. This is how I'm going to do self-care. I'm doing it. So I went out and I told you that I live like pretty deep in the mountains, and I went further out and ended up on this gravel road where we have had a ton of rain, and the only way to get down to the trailhead was to go straight down this gravel road. Like, I turned onto the gravel road and immediately my tires sunk into the mud, and I was like, oh boy, I'm not going to come out. Like, if I go all the way down here, I'm not going to come out. And I had this moment where I was like debating in my head of, can I turn around, which was like, the one side was completely straight drop off. The other side behind me was mountain, right? So I needed to turn my car completely around in a one lane road, gravel road that was really washed out, and trust myself, right? So like, this is the thing, is like being so conscious that like, when we're in situations like that, where you're like, I don't know if I can do this. I don't know that I'm gonna, like, am I going to make this out of life? Like my nose in my car was literally pointing over the edge of the side of the mountain. It was so much.
And I was like, and what else do I do now? Like, I have turned my car this much. I have to keep going. And I also have to trust myself. And so I finally got it turned around. And then I just sat there for a good 10 minutes, just deep breathing, being like, okay. And that was a huge trigger that just like I was responding to mentally, physically, like I'm shaking, right? Like, and I'm going to choose to not like push the gun and like go out of the road and be like, okay, that didn't happen. I'm going to sit with it, that I'm responding to that. And I can actually show up and be really gentle with myself afterwards or in the midst of it.
I love that whole scene. I mean, seriously, a very vivid exercise in healing, coming back to yourself and healing, trusting yourself.
Right.
Right. Because when we go out and we try to create new worlds and go on new adventures, you're going to get on a road that you shouldn't be on. It's right. going to happen.
Yep.
You're going to, and then the only way to know to go stop, turn around, even if it's difficult,
yep.
and go back, because this is not the road you want to be on, yep. is so important. We were just talking about this. Mm-hmm. All the places we've ended up where we were like, oh shit, how do I get myself out of this? Mm-hmm. It's because we weren't present with ourselves enough to notice, I think I shouldn't be here.
Right.
And you do it anyway. And you're like, oh, it's probably fine. And then you end up in the gutter somewhere.
Right.
And being able to trust yourself enough to go stop, turn around and go, okay, this is good. Mm-hmm. You did good, kid.
Yep.
Now here's what we're going to do. We're going to backtrack and then we're going to find another way. And you go, mm-hmm. okay.
Yep.
Yeah. At least I caught myself here. Wow.
That's right. That's exactly how I felt. I was like, well, it's better up here than at the base where nobody can find me.
Yeah. Because if you have, I don't know anybody who hasn't. If you are someone who's ever ended up where you looked up and said, I should not be here.
Right.
How do you heal? You've got to heal presence within yourself now, because it's inevitable. You're right. not going to be perfect. You're not. You're going to end up somewhere where you're like, oh shit, I made a wrong turn. And be able to stop yourself, turn around, regroup, and pivot. And so I think that self-care element and being always with yourself, always on your own side, always checking in to see what you need, will make sure that you're paying attention along the way. And when something feels wrong, it is wrong.
Right. Yeah, it sort of feels like we're taking a scrub brush to things in a lot of ways, of finding, of fine-tuning and finding the places where we may not have chosen consciousness, where we may have left our bodies, we may have left our minds, we may have left the intuition and the knowing that we had. And like, we're taking a scrub brush to it to be like, okay, and that's over. And the residual effects of that like you ended up in a place that you didn't intend to be, or you didn't choose self-care when you could have, you weren't maybe kind to yourself and you choose to do the blame game, or you have a ton of guilt and shame around these things. Now we're going to scrub them away. Because that's not what we can carry forward anymore. And then to apply that within the collective, I think, you know, all from my point of view, I feel like everybody I sit with is going through this work where all of their stuff is coming up and they're having to scrub brush it off and scrub brush the residual clinging crap that hangs to us. And then we're also getting to see it play out within like society in a lot of ways, that we're all having to deal with cleaning up right now.
And get used to it, because mm-hmm. when Chiron goes into Aries, it's going to be us trying to heal how we've hurt ourselves and each other. And we can't do that if we're going to fall into shame. Mm-hmm. When Uranus goes into Taurus, we're going to build new things based on what we truly value and find to be important. And we can't do that if we're going to still go into being trapped into other people's agenda.
Right.
It's get really used to there's, it's not just cleaning out the residue because this is a nice chore to have.
Right.
It's because you want to remain present within your own life so that we make better choices about where we end up in real time. And when we get off course, it's okay to love ourselves even there and right. be able to backtrack and pivot out.
Yes. Yeah. I think it's like that piece about shame keeps coming up about how great of a motivator that is to keep us small, like the depth of shame that we hold is really there to keep us small and like contained and withheld from not sharing our stories, from not fully embodying what has happened, what we've participated in, what we don't want to have occur, right? And it's almost like that place of like, is that really the story you want to buy into though? That you're feeling so shameful that, or you feel so ashamed, or somebody's projecting shame at you, that you don't want to live your full life, that you don't want to fully inhabit your truth and your presence. It's like, it goes back to that conversation we've had before of like that type of suppression being put there on purpose to keep us small.
And to keep you small.
Yeah. And shame does that very quickly. And then I have this response of like, to hell with that. If this is the whole reason why I'm feeling ashamed, then I'm good.
I mean, I keep having nightmares that I accidentally end up where I've ended up before.
Mm-hmm.
And every time I feel shame in the dream, I feel shame. Like, oh, how could I do this? How could I end up here again?
Mm-hmm.
Man, when those come up next, I think I'm going to be like, oh, it's happening again. Where's my purse? I'm leaving.
Yep.
You don't need to be shamed. You don't need to shame yourself into the corner. Just be like, oh, I've seen this before. No, thank you. And leave.
Yeah. That piece about permission is really big. Of like, no, don't have my permission. You're not going to pillage my energy from me by placing your shame upon me or whatever, my shame upon myself, right? It's no longer giving your permission to the things that make you feel small. It's no longer giving your permission to things that don't allow self-care and like vitality and vivaciousness in your life and the way you live and the hope that you carry.
Right. And it's, you know, if you find yourself rejecting the pattern of going along with where you don't want to be and you're met with, well, you've met my expectations before,
mm-hmm.
you get to say, well, I'm not now.
Right.
You get to change your mind. You get to evolve and grow. You get to go and I quit
mm-hmm.
or this doesn't work for me anymore. Or, well, I was wrong before. This time I'm right. Bye. Mm-hmm.
Right.
I'm out. It's okay. You don't, I mean, like, seriously, like, people's expectations of you, first of all, is how you got there in the first place, trying right. to people please. Then you can go, yeah, I did it before. I'm not doing it again.
Mm-hmm.
And that's it. And grown ass people will just have to deal with it.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that always provides a good information about like how people, when you name your boundaries, and what works for you and what doesn't work for you to other people and how they respond to it. I always feel like that's such good intel to have. Like you get like a sneak peek of like, this is what's actually going on behind the curtain.
Like, this is the truth.
This is yeah. the truth.
I don't have the energy to meet your expectations that I had no vote in the first place anymore.
Right.
I mean, like, you know, if most people would be like, oh, I didn't realize that felt like an obligation. No big deal. Okay.
Right.
But if the reason they want you is because you're really good at being everything they want,
right?
They're using you.
Yep.
They're using you. It's real simple.
Mm-hmm.
It's not complicated.
No.
Trust what you see. Trust how you feel.